What's going on, Clipper Nation?
Whew.
Things are getting a little out of hand with this Kawhi stuff.
It is so weird right now. I was kind of on a soapbox in my head before we started recording. I'm sure we'll get to it. But I just feel like... we'll get into it later. Let's break down what we're going to talk about.
It's just weird because it's all purely conjecture.
It feels perverse at this point.
Ooh, that's a good way of putting it. Anyways, guys,
sorry about
that's
that.
That's a weird intro to this, but we are Locked On Clips. Expect us to come at you with the deep existentialism
from time
to time.
Yeah, man, we're getting into it today, bro.
I'm William the Opinion Update.
And I'm, I guess, positive Chuck Mockler.
And we're Locked On Clips.
Welcome to the new listeners, by the way.
Yeah,
free agency's been big.
We're your local, I'm air quoting here, experts.
Absolutely.
On the Los Angeles Clippers.
We're credentialed press members.
We come at you 5 days a week.
We're back on it, bro. I'm so happy we're back 5 days a week.
There's too much happening for us to not be.
Yes.
Anyways, we got a heck of a show lined up for you today. We're going to kick things off with a little bit of free agency talk.
Scooter Magruder's back.
Oh, yeah. Clips are making moves, baby. We also have some sad news about a former Clip.
Oh, tough go.
Retire his jersey?
Yes, both of them. Actually, just one. It says Bobby and Toby. It's both their numbers with the plus sign.
And then we will talk. We got to talk about Kawhi. Locked On Kawhi.
I got a beef with the city of Toronto right now.
It's gotten out of hand.
Yeah.
We've entered, as I said earlier in our work chat, like we've entered grainy Bigfoot footage
yes.
that people are saying people as are, evidence of stuff.
It's crazy.
All right, All let's right. get into it.
Let's get into that. So some good. We'll start with some positive stuff. The Clippers have signed Scooter Magruder, three years for $15 million. A lot of people were worried. This came out last night again. I feel like the Clippers free agency news is always like, just right after you get done with work is when the news is going to come out.
Oh, yeah.
I was kind of worried when I initially saw it. I was like, oh, are we going to be able to afford Kawhi? This impacts it? Not at all.
No. Because of his cap hold...
Yeah, he was a restricted free agent. The Clippers can keep his cap hold and re-sign him once the rest of the space is used.
Yeah.
So that's good. The cap is so damn confusing.
Shout out to people who like have sites and
Lucas Hahn is great at it.
Yeah, who understand contracts. I feel like an idiot.
There's a
at it.
Well, we were talking about it. There's a reason the NBA has the best players union.
For sure.
And there's the reason the cap is complicated is because of that.
100%. Yeah.
Anyway, Magruder, for those of you who don't know, he fits the archetype of what the Clippers have right now.
Definitely. My only concern about him actually is just size.
Yeah.
He's maybe a
but
little
that's the perfect Clippers archetype.
For sure. He's a little undersized probably to play the three. He has done it before, so I don't think it's gonna be an issue.
Yeah.
But that's where you see him fitting in most likely, right?
Yeah.
Coming out the small forward on that second unit.
He can defend a couple positions, so yeah, I think small forward's gonna be where he's at. Whatever he needs to do to spot up for defense, I feel like one through three. Maybe not 1-4. I take that back. He's just a classic depth guy. He's a veteran, like
ish.
Yeah, ish. It's a good signing.
Yeah. Definitely.
I'm excited about that.
We got to chat with him a little bit. This
dude is so nice.
Very nice guy. Seems like a hard worker. Traveled with the team, even though he was ineligible for playoff play.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you just love to see that. I do, personally.
That's a good thing,
It's just a good look.
There hasn't been a lot of big moves by the Clippers, but we've just had so many good looks.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the Clippers' current strategy.
Good look.
Good look, dude. That's all they're looking
that's
for.
That's a slogan, man.
Yeah, good look. On to some sadder news. Boban Marjanovic, former Clipper great.
He's not coming back.
He signed with the Dallas Mavericks. This is also means the end of Toby and Bobby.
I hate it.
It's tough. They had such... I'm going to go out on a limb here. They might be... In terms of the timing that they came in as a package and their energy and the image that the Clippers were able to put forth with them, they might be up there with like a top five most important signings for the Clippers, I think, in terms of public perception and image.
What just a beacon of light for a time when it felt like maybe there wasn't a whole lot to look forward to as a Clippers fan.
And we were like, so we had won 42 games the year before, and we didn't really have an identity other than scrappy.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
And people were still, you know, obviously, especially right after the Blake trade, to get Tobias, there was a bunch of, like, Clippers don't treat their players well, despite giving Blake Griffin the contract. And these guys came in, and really it was just like, here's a positive foot forward. Forget about whatever negativity happened in Lob City.
Definitely.
We're still trying to find our identity. We can be this hardworking team that can still have fun. It's crazy how important they kind of were.
It really, I mean, part of it is just timing. It was kind of a right time, right time,
it was
place.
The perfect time.
But yeah, it was, I mean, I would say they were a phenomenon.
Yeah, I mean, they were. Like, everyone, they were, you knew them before you knew about anyone else in the Clippers if you were an average NBA fan.
Yeah.
Boban helps, he's a giant, so you're like, oh, he's tall, and he's funny, and like, most people saw the Bobby and Toby, like, they go to the spin class thing.
Absolutely.
And all that stuff, and it's like, it helped so much.
I'm going to say, and forgive me, listeners, if I'm missing anything, definitely like a top five Clippers culture thing. Like, for me, it's probably
easy.
Ralph Lawler 1, Knuckleheads 2.
Yeah.
Probably Lob City
Lob
3.
Lob City's 3.
And then Bobby and Toby. Am I missing anything there?
I don't think so, man.
That's like, I mean, that's definitely got to be, those are the top
hey,
four.
It's your personal four. It can be whatever it wants.
All right.
Billy Crystal 5.
Billy Crystal is a solid 5.
But no, it's just, it sucks they're not together anymore. It was, they obviously had, they genuinely are friends.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I can't wait for someone to publish like a 5,000 word piece on the impact of them on the culture of the team.
I mean, they had their own show. It was
so big for the team when we were looking
it was the
for
only
an identity.
It was the only national media thing about the Clippers.
Yes.
For that, a lot of last year.
That was also the only positive thing.
Yeah.
It was for a very long time, it was the only positive news.
Yeah.
Other than like, wow, how the hell did they win 42 games? Like, no one even cared.
That's on a national spotlight. If you'd like a more local perspective.
Check us out. We are Locked On Clips. You can find us on the Himalaya app. We're posted there. Coming up after this break, we're going to be talking...
What a smooth transition.
We're going to be talking a little bit about the city of Toronto and the problems we have with their people right now.
It's getting wild.
But first, if you're in Toronto and you want to stay somewhere else, check out hotels.com. You can book a room. You can book two rooms. Some of them have pools. Breakfast, why not?
You don't even have to use your real name, Kawhi.
I like that.
You can stay wherever you want.
Perfect for infidelity. Perfect for trying to get through a hard free agency time. Hotels.com.
Definitely.
So welcome to segment two called... Toronto sucks. No, I'm just kidding. Toronto seems like a very wonderful city. But right now,
people are wilding.
Is the city of Toronto ruining the team's goodwill?
So luckily, for both the city of Toronto and Kawhi, he really is not on social media.
He's not, but there's a helicopter following him around right as we record this.
That's
so
true.
That's my thing is like, for social media, I don't care what you say about anybody on social media. If you're not on social media, then you're not worried about it. But for Kawhi, it's like, this is now...
It's transcended that, even.
It's infiltrated his life.
Yeah.
This isn't someone taking a picture of you at a restaurant, which is very annoying. It happens to me never. But I've heard that it is very annoying from people. I've seen it be annoying. It's LA. We've seen people get... It's annoying. It's weird.
You got to play it cool.
But to have a helicopter and to have people waiting outside the hotel, man, that's what I was saying up top. I was saying this is perverse.
Yeah.
This
definitely.
Is such an animal in a cage while everyone watches.
It has brought out, like, I mean, and I'm just as guilty of it. I'm just as guilty of looking at everything Kawhi related.
Absolutely. But it's like this.
But it brings out just such a weird part of fandom that's been spinning this. I'm not going to use the term fake news, but this like self-perpetuating rumor mill.
Scoops. It's all about scoops. And we're forcing someone who is he's an introvert. He's a very clear introvert.
And also like just a human being, you know?
Just a man. They just put him in this, his whole world is now this big just glass thing.
For sure.
Which it was before because he's a free agent. We understand that. He's the best player in the league right now. But like this is just such a different level, man.
Yeah.
It feels like wrong. I want him to like just say, I'm not signing with anyone. You're all losers. You don't deserve to see me play. Like
going to China.
I'm going to China. I'm opening a hot dog stand in Barstow. Like I don't. This is what makes people not want to play professional sports.
Yeah.
It's a helicopter following this guy around, man. That's insane. They're taking pictures of him with security cams at the airport.
Yeah.
Like, there was the creepiest picture I've ever seen in my life of him, like, getting into his car at the airport.
Yeah, the grainy. There's, like, a bunch of grainy shots.
Dude, it's like the Zapruder film. Like, it's just, I don't know. If the city of Toronto can control themselves, I feel like they still have a really good shot. Because I think this is making him feel weird.
I mean, you know, I can't even.
I don't even know that.
I can't even begin
to
think
that, yeah.
Like what's going through Kawhi's mind, but it does seem to be a little bit like the antithesis of.
Because they're desperate for a star, which I understand. But, like, you don't get the star who's a quiet guy by camping out outside of his hotel.
Yeah.
I mean, and this is a plus for both the Lakers and the Clippers. Because we're like, dude, there's stars every. Like, it doesn't matter.
You know what the pitch is?
What's the pitch?
You tell Kawhi to hop in the Durango.
Dude,
right?
Hop in that Durang.
You roll the Joshua tree. You got a bag of mushrooms. He doesn't have to take them. You're going to take a couple caps. It's cool.
It's fine.
And he has all the time in the world to think about it.
Literally, because you're on mushrooms.
Yeah.
So it does.
Lifetimes.
I don't know. I don't know what they got to do, man. It's apparently he ended his meeting with the Clippers yesterday, which was good. Woj was saying there's going to be an announcement today or tomorrow or perhaps later.
I love that.
So it's like, all right, we got all our bases covered. Today, tomorrow, maybe later.
No, it's definitely coming.
I like your idea that it's going to be on the 4th.
It's either going to be on the 4th or that weekend. I mean,
yeah.
Unless he takes even longer, which would really surprise me.
Yeah.
But
also,
who knows?
Yeah, man. They got to, I think.
So, shout out to him for just strongly, like,
yes.
Considering
it's so
your
refreshing.
Options, weighing your options.
Yeah.
It truly feels like he hasn't been, you know, texting with players and owners and managers
yeah.
all season.
He's just thinking about it.
These are the deals.
Or he already knew, which I feel like he did.
Or maybe he already knew.
He is going about it the right way. I got a DM from one of our listeners, and he was saying, he was very frustrated. He was like, I want Kawhi to make a decision. For someone who doesn't like media, he's sure creating a whole lot of hoopla.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with that.
No.
He's not creating hoopla by using the time allotted to him from the league
yeah.
to make a decision. He's the best player in the league.
This
driving your car and going on vacation is not creating media hoopla.
I know he's doing the opposite, and that's what's so
yes.
wild about the whole situation.
Yes, the people are losing their minds because a guy who's just living his life is doing that.
Wants to just yeah. He's not like yeah.
He's not wiling. He's not like going out a bunch.
He's not having a televised thing where he's like gonna choose something. There's 100% not gonna be a doc release
yeah,
about this period
no
of time.
Woj isn't gonna ruin his Instagram shows. Debut announcement.
It's refreshing.
I really like it. I like
that part of it is
that
refreshing.
Part of it's fantastic. What's been happening this morning, I'm generally like, dude, I feel gross.
Yeah, getting worked up into a flurry. And like I said, I've definitely been guilty of
everyone
it.
Is right it's, now. The plane is just what the helicopter is just like it like punched me in the face of just like people keep tweeting out, oh, this is the best league in the world because of stuff like this. This is one of the bad parts of the league. What's happening today is specifically.
Yeah.
In my opinion,
I'm just trying to think. Is there anything else like this? I can't think of a
the
recent
private
thing
jet
like
tracking
this in,
is like
in
weird.
Sports.
But no, this is like the whole city's there. I'm sure this has happened before, but the level of being able to document it now.
That, okay, I guess that's the other thing. Yeah, is it so well documented?
Yeah, and so like it's you know think about this. If Twitter didn't exist and you just heard, oh, I heard there were fans camped out at Kawhi's hotel before he got there. Just hearing that or reading that sentence, you would maybe be like, that's kind of cool. They showed love. But when you see the picture of it, you're like, oh, no, this is weird. This does not feel cool.
Yeah. Does not feel chill.
Also, so, why aren't these people at work?
Do you think that given the amount of time he's taken to consider all these options, that he's going to sign a longer-term deal? I think originally everybody was kind of thinking that it was going to be a one-and-one.
So we just got a little bit of breaking news right now. There's a quote from Masai on his first meeting with Kawhi after the trade that brought him to the Raptors. Kawhi only asked me two questions when I met him. He wanted to know if I was staying in Toronto, and he wanted to know how he could make the team better.
Yeah.
This is why many in the league, according to Mark Stein, observers believe assurances from Masai that he intends to stay with the Raptors will be sought by Kawhi and his representatives this time as well. Masai's going to stay, though. He didn't take the deal with
Washington.
So he's going to stay, right?
Yes.
I don't know, man.
Well, he's still under contract, so.
Yeah.
I mean, unless he breaks that.
I think this is a nice segue into the next segment, which is going to be about just positivity.
Guys, let's stay calm.
Coming up after this, we're going to be talking, you know, everything's going to be all right.
Maybe a little Locked On Clippers ASMR.
Want to give a shout out to Grip 6 Belts. Put that belt on. Grip 6 Belts. So, welcome to the third installment of today's episode. Kind of a short episode today, guys, because we might have to come back for you later today for some announcement news.
It's everybody here, everyone listening might have to leave their barbecue so we can live stream, so we can digest.
Oh, we're going to have some takes on the Barbie. It's just going to be all right. No matter what happens, if Kawhi doesn't sign,
it's on, as Patrick
Beverly said.
Yes. We're still in a good spot.
We're still in a great
spot. Will it be disappointing?
Yes.
I mean, for sure.
It's going to hurt a little bit if he does not sign with us.
Yeah.
It's going to be disappointing. It's just another chip on the shoulder.
Definitely.
I said this, I think, during, I can't remember which live stream this was during, but I said this is kind of how we've been the leverage team a lot this year with free agency.
Definitely.
This is how it goes. You go from the team nobody wants to go to, you go to the leverage team, and then you go to the team people want to go to.
Yeah.
I feel like it's usually the system.
Well, then you get whatever.
Then you're Philly.
Yeah.
In terms of attractiveness, not in terms of personnel, obviously. It's just going to be fine.
It's definitely going to be fine. It's also this organization.
This is a bit ASMR, which is funny.
This organization has nothing but moves to make.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And comparable people behind the helm is the other thing that, like.
Oh, yeah. Competent people who make smart decisions for the team.
It's so, so comforting we retained everybody from the front office.
Yes.
That's the biggest get for us.
Definitely.
Like 100%, other than any free agent, other than literally Kawhi, the biggest signing we could do is just keeping everyone intact.
100%. Yeah. And hopefully, you know, hopefully we can maybe bring JaMychal back. There's just a lot of things that we can do.
So that's another thing where I think it's going to be okay. No JaMychal news.
Yeah.
None.
I
haven't even seen chatter.
Do you think that he's gotten some sort of assurance?
I think he has. The way that the Magruder signing, the way the Bev signing, we didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
Everyone thought Bev was gone. Yeah. I thought Bev was gone.
I really did. I thought the allure to come home or just to even get a bigger payday would be, I mean, you can't fault him for it.
Absolutely not. You couldn't fault any of the numerous employees of the Clippers who were offered pay raises at other organizations and then decided to stay. I don't know, man. I'm feeling confident about next season, but I'm also just in this place where all this Kawhi stuff, I just feel burnt out.
I'm
not from Kawhi, obviously, just from like.
And this is such an old man thing to say, and also not very me. I'm just ready for some good old fashioned basketball.
You know what happens this weekend?
What's that?
Clippers Lakers Summer League, baby.
All right.
Get to see the new guys out there. I think we're going to have a watch party just kicking it.
Yeah.
Maybe a stream during the game.
Get a look at Fiondu. Get a look at Terrence Mann.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
So maybe this weekend, no matter
what. It's always the best basketball of the year.
Oh, yeah, baby. This weekend, you know, if you're having a nice barbecue, if you're bummed out, maybe Kawhi doesn't come.
Mm-hmm.
Just watch that Summer League game. Watch the new guys. Watch David Michinow stroking it from three.
Let's focus on what we got.
Let's focus on what we got, which is a damn good team.
Yeah.
A damn good squad. Everything's going to be good. If you guys are concerned about anything with Kawhi, get at us, at Charles Mocker, at William Updike. Sorry for kind of the brief episode today, but I feel like we're gonna be coming at you guys the rest of the week. We want to give everyone kind of a nice primer.
Yeah.
Just, it's going to be all right.
Everything is fine.
Everything's good. Shout out to those listening to us on the Himalaya app.
Yeah.
You can order some episodes. You can listen to our Kawhi Watch episodes about how amped up we are, and then listen to us now be very burnt out already.
Yeah.
Which is fair.
I mean, you guys can't see, but I have a beard, or the closest that I can grow to a beard.
Yeah.
And
I'm wearing dirty sheets as clothes.
It's been a wild time.
I feel like Pigpen. So that's how the Kawhi news makes me feel. All this Kawhi following makes me feel like Pigpen.
Yeah.
Just gross.
Yeah.
Just like, what did he eat for breakfast?
I feel like old CB, and
and
I'm getting the football pulled.
Oh, I like that. Who's Lucy? Kawhi's the football.
Kawhi's the football.
Who's Lucy? Uncle Dennis?
It's Uncle Dennis, yeah.
Dude, that's going to be a funny gif if we don't get Kawhi. We got the content working overtime already. All right, guys. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. One more time. I am Positive Chuck Mockler.
I'm William the Opinion Updike. Thanks for listening.